This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, the time that you are giving me to be part of the conversation. And if you do head up to the website, you have a live chat room up there. Also, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me why you don't agree with me, why you think I'm off, why you think I'm a little dull, maybe empty between the ears. I don't know. Whatever. Because seriously, I need help. I need help to understand. Anyway, like I said, I'm always appreciate the time that you do spend with me. All right. As I said earlier, the story's a little older, but we need some happy news. And since it doesn't, you know, these things don't come across our I don't want to say our desk. I don't have a desk. But we don't get these stories that often. Right? I mean, all we get is all the nasty stuff. And would love to have more and more and more people saying this kind of thing to me where, you know, it's nice to see. Can you tell I'm struggling here again? I just hate computers. I really do. Because they will bite you at the most opportune time. So, anyhow, I'll find it. I'll talk about it while I'm finding it. As far as the story I had for you, which was that the pizza place, what is the name of the place? Come on, Papa John's. They had a young man that was, now their policy is that they're not supposed to carry guns with them. You know, they're not supposed to have weapons in the car with them. And so the pizza delivery guy was delivering pizza, and he got held up. And he fought back, and he ended up using his gun to protect himself. And all of a sudden, you know, there was an outcry. He had a gun. He's not supposed to carry a gun in the car. The whole nine yards. And I'm thinking, well, first and foremost, he protected himself. What is so wrong with that? He had a license to carry. It wasn't like he didn't. And why are we beating somebody up for their exercising their rights? Here it is. Somebody finally said it. Okay, thank you. Now, Papa John's Pizza is standing by a pizza delivery woman. Not a man, sorry. I get these stories confused all the time. Because I see five or six of them. And I read bits and pieces and go, okay, that's boring. I go, no, I can do that one. Okay? Now, she had to open fire on an armed robber to protect herself. Now, the pizza franchise told a news source, and they wouldn't give the name of the employee, will not be fired from the company. The employee was making a delivery in Georgia. And a man approached her vehicle, forcing her onto the ground at gunpoint. And you never know anymore. It's not like they take the money and run. Right? Apparently that's impossible to do. Rob the person, move on your way. You don't have to kill everybody. The employee was was making the delivery when the man approached her. I don't know if he was making the delivery to her or what. But she had a gun in her pocket. She was able to fire at the man while on the ground, striking the assailant, who's 24-year-old Duncaise Stevenson. She hit him in the face. Wow. Pretty good, huh? They found Stevenson bleeding in the neighbor's yard. They said the pizza delivery might have been a setup. Local media outlets reported that the second suspect carjacked a delivery woman's silver 2000 Honda Accord, and he remains on the run. She's probably very happy. The car's what? Almost 20 years old? Probably get another one. Stevenson was charged with armed robbery and was being treated for the gunshot wound. Now, the delivery woman's mother had told the local TV station that her daughter's worried that she may lose her job because she was carrying a firearm at work. Now, Papa John, like I said earlier, prohibits employees, including the drivers, from carrying firearms on the job, but they said that the woman would not be let go from the company. She instead will be reassigned to another role, according to the company. The safety of Papa John's employees is top priority to our company, the company said in an email. Now, we've seen other companies, I've done other stories, where the companies immediately let the person go because they broke the rules. But, man, unless you're out there, unless you're the one that's doing the deliveries, that driving these neighborhoods, and especially with everything going on out there over the last couple of years, where crime is. Now, I was going to do that story earlier, but I figured we beat enough on the Democrats. About how some of the largest cities run by Democrats, been run by Democrats in this country 50, 60 years, are in a continual state of a depression. They're in a continual state where you've got people living well below the poverty line. They're not getting the services they should get, even though they have some of the highest taxes. People, I don't know why you guys don't see that. I don't know why you keep voting them in. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The police did not arrest her because she acted out of fear for her life. She had no other choice. She must be in fear for her life. And if you're in fear for your life and react in such a fashion, they can't. I don't know what to get you in front of a jury, and the jury's going to go, yeah, you're guilty of discharging a firearm within city limits. Come on. Anyhow, you can check that out. We'll have it up on our Facebook page later on. But here's the one that I'm dying to get to. But I don't have enough time because we're going to go to a quick break when we come back. Did you know that Hillary supporters are all for mandatory euthanasia for senior citizens? And I got proof. I can prove it when we come back from the break. And I'm telling you, whether you want to hear it or not, that was weird. Whether you want to hear it or not, this stuff isn't made up. I love those people who say this stuff is made up. It's not even close. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your neighbors, whatever, about the show. And when they head over to the website, I got a little box up at the top right-hand side, a little white box. Yeah, I planned it that way. That's a good point. Yeah, Hillary is a senior. Maybe we could help her out as well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that wouldn't be right. People get mad at me when I talk like that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. JNM, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with us here on the air, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Anyway, there's so much stuff going on. I think the NSA is playing with us tonight. Anyhow, some people don't believe it. When we do these pieces, if you would, right? And we play clips from Mark Dice and others. They think these things are scams or they're not real. And I guess it's a charge out of that. And the reason I get, frankly, such a kick out of it is because when you talk to these people, when you see it, and it's not just Dice. I mean, there are a lot of people that do these kind of things. There are a lot of people in the street, if you would, that do these kind of interviews, and they do them at malls. And we've done a couple of them. And it's always the same thing. You get these people that have no clue, I mean absolutely none, and they're not willing to tell you they have no clue. All right? And I love it. They're not willing to tell you they have no clue, and they just drone on and on like they do have a clue. So anyway, I'm gonna play. Dice is out there, and he usually always has like a Hillary shirt on or something along those lines. And so he's got he's got a Hillary shirt on. And he's talking to these younger people. Some of them are older. But take a listen. Listen to what you're up against, okay? I just want you to hear this.
People, you will. We want to get a signature.
Are you serious? Is that the question?
Yeah.
All right, here, let me start it from the beginning. I screwed up on the volume.
Will you support mandatory euthanasia for senior citizens and terminally ill people?
Absolutely.
You will? We want to get a signature.
Are you serious? Is that the question?
Yeah, it'll help.
Mandatory.
It'll help keep the health care costs down.
You know, Alzheimer's is the number.
Well, thank God that somebody has figured this out. But listen. Take a listen to this, though. These are young people.
One cost aside from military costs in the world.
Well, but this is actually supporting a euthanasia program to kill the senior citizens.
If I sign this, am I helping to kill old people or am I helping to not kill them?
Yeah, you're gonna put them down like you put down your dog.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like a mandatory, because they're draining the healthcare system, so we're going to just implement a mandatory euthanasia.
Yeah, this guy's actually excited about this. I mean, seriously, he's actually excited about signing this thing.
It's a program for terminally ill people, birth date and signature. And so we're just supporting mandatory euthanasia to keep the healthcare costs down to awesome. Save our tax dollars.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
What a callous son of a... Well, we got to keep the health care costs down, so birth date for a mandatory euthanasia program.
The other thing that always amazes me about this, here's a guy you don't know, no credentials, no anything. He's on the beach, and he's asking you for your name, address, phone number, zip code, date of birth, obviously not social security number, but how much more do you need?
It'll help keep the costs down. It'll keep the traffic reduced too. Just a kind of a mandatory, putting them to sleep if we want to.
Hey,
thank you.
That, man.
I don't want to hang out here. There ain't no reason.
I know. We're gonna support. It's a mandatory euthanasia program.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You just.
I'm joking.
So the guy is this is why I get so mad at people. They're afraid to say, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to know what you're talking about. Whatever. This guy hands him the clipboard, right, with the petition on it. And he's talking to him like, you know, it's a Hillary thing. It's a good thing. Hillary wants to do this. That kind of stuff. And then what happens is he's got the clipboard in his hand. He's starting to sign. He's starting to put everything in there. And he realizes he realizes he's a senior citizen himself. And he starts to giggle and laugh and then realizes that, I think, I hope, he realizes it's a joke.
I'm sorry. We're doing a little candid camera bit here.
Okay.
And so it's a mandatory euthanasia program to just kind of keep the healthcare costs down, and we're just going to be putting the old people to sleep.
Birthday.
We're just going to be putting the old people to sleep if we deem it necessary to save costs. It's a mandatory program.
They got the right to live.
Thanks. Yeah. We're supporting.
Now, he just said, if you got the last part of that, he said they have a right to live. You know, you just signed a petition that would kill them. Are you with me on this one? You just signed a petition that would kill them.
A mandatory euthanasia program for senior citizens to help keep health care costs down, and we're just going to put them to sleep, and that'll keep the costs down. Thank you for supporting that.
We're just going to put them to sleep. It'll be okay.
You helped us. They're trying to take away the health care, Obamacare, from senior citizens. We want to support. Yeah, they're going after seniors first. So we're just going to support a mandatory euthanasia program for the senior citizens. And it'll help keep costs down. A lot of people say it'll not do that. But can you support the mandatory euthanasia program for?
I mean, come on. If you want to know why we have Trump and Hillary, right? I mean, you seriously are confused as to why we have Trump and Hillary. Come on, think about this. This is just moronic at the highest. And these people vote. They vote every day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat. We'll finish this up with Inside the Break. I'm not letting this one go. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website. The we're listening to an interview done by Mark Dice. I love the guy. You gotta head over there. Check him out on Facebook or YouTube. He's having the same trouble with Facebook we're having. And apparently they're pulling his down and putting his up, his videos. And they stopped our live feed twice during the show. They must have somebody sitting there with their finger on a button. If I was a liberal, though, I'm sure it'd be fine. So Dice is asking these people out on the beach, as he always does. I mean, I think he's in San Diego. I'm not sure. But you can check it out again. If you check out his Facebook page, you'll find out. But he's asking these people, are they okay with mandatory euthanasia to help save money on the Affordable Care Act? And either people, one of two things is going on here. Either people have no clues of what euthanasia means, or they're okay with it. Yeah, let's let grandma go. She's costed us way too much money. You know what I mean?
Senior citizens, it's a provision within the Obamacare program, but they want to take it away, and we're just going to put them to sleep and just kind of keep the costs down.
Thank you
so much. Specifically, this is to support the mandatory euthanasia program for the seniors to keep the costs down, and we'll just put them to sleep because it's a lot cheaper that way. And you just signed a. We appreciate you supporting that.
Absolutely.
You help to.
Wait, we're signing
them.
To put them to sleep?
Yeah, it's just to keep the cost.
Her eyebrow went up. She's like, "Do I want to do this?" Take a listen.
It's down. It implements there's a section in Obamacare for the euthanasia program, and they're trying to remove it, so we're just going to support that. Thank you.
All right. Have a good vacation.
That's why I say, so the eyeball pops up. She's kind of sort of listening, kind of trying to figure out what exactly she's signing it is. And she signed it anyway.
Just print your name there to support a mandatory euthanasia program for senior citizens and a birth date. We're gonna put them to sleep if the healthcare system birth date, please, to mandatory euthanasia. If they're a drain on the healthcare system, if it costs the insurance companies too much and a signature, we're just gonna put them to sleep and get rid of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I think I agree with that.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, pretty sick, pretty sad. I mean, seriously, don't you think? It's pretty sad that it's gotten to this point. Now, Mark does these, like I said, Mark does these great interviews. You want to head over to his YouTube page. If you want to go to YouTube, then click on or search for or whatever Mark Dice. You'll find him there, and lots of them. But this is the average. Again, we wonder why we're in so much trouble. We wonder why we have a Clinton and a Hillary and a Trump race going on here. I don't get this. And oh yeah, and here's one. I usually don't do these, but I'm going to do it anyway. You guys on the right, you're making me crazy. And the reason you're making me nuts is here is the headline. Obama signs executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in schools nationwide. Now, most people are going to go nuts with this, right? But what is the order really? And how real is this? Now, it says that President Obama earlier this morning made what could well prove to be the most controversial move of his presidency with the signing of Executive Order number 13-13738, which revokes the federal government's official recognition of the Pledge of Allegiance. Under the new order, it's now illegal for any federally funded agency to display the Pledge of Allegiance for any federal employee to recite or encourage others to recite the pledge while on duty. Okay. This law also applies to federal contractors and other institutions that receive federal funding, such as public schools. Individuals who violate this order can face fines of up to $10,000 and 1 year in federal prison. During the press conference, the president explained his decision was based on personal belief that the language used in a pledge is divisive and contrary to, America's, I don't even know what you want to call it, right? So I don't know. I listen to this stuff, and I say, do they really think here? Let me see if I can pull up the order. I had it up here a minute ago, but the internet's really giving me heartburn tonight. And let's see. What does it say? This is the Federal Registry, right? The government said. All right. So executive orders are official documents numbered in the President Code of Federal Regulations. Come on, where is it? It's been pulled already. Isn't that perfect? Oh, God. Yeah, well, this is what I'm saying. We are so distracted by all this other stuff. I will send this over to the producer and see how true this is. Because I can't believe that he could get away with this. I can't believe that we wouldn't be so up in arms. We'd be so screaming all over this. Now, it says it's from ABC News. But it's abcnews.com.co, right? And I've heard that there are some of these websites are being, they're being copied. So I don't know how true this is. We'll check into it. We'll find out. Geez, maybe we should run it by Snopes, right? Because they've always been so. So anyway, so yeah, this is what I'm talking about. when you see these headlines and people run off with these, I don't know who said, somebody's sending something like this to me. And people are outraged by it, and you're going, come on, guys, you really need to do some checking. Because then what happens is you look like a total Maroney. Because you're not paying attention to what's going on. You're not checking things out before you, like, plaster them all over the place, right? Anyway, let's see. What else have you guys sent me tonight? And I got a whole bunch of stuff up here, but I want to do some of the stuff that you're sending me. Because, again, I don't catch it all. Oh, yeah, this one here I thought was great. You know, we keep hearing about how the Donald is not doing well. He can't bring people out. They can't, you know, can't get people to come out. That's just a fallacy. And they show you these small lines of people and that kind of stuff. And one of the videos I saw tonight, I think I was telling you guys this earlier, there was just a line all over the place of people trying to get in. It was almost like the circus was in town, and don't take that the wrong way. And then you hear all this stuff, like, what was it, the night before? I think it was the night before he was in. Yes, I'm going to get corrected for this. Kissimmee, Florida. Now her rally, I think she only got 20 people to show up. I'm sure it's a little bit more than that. Right? And let me see. He had what, 8,000 show up? But the cool thing was when he left the event. Apparently, when he went outside, there was a long line of police officers there waiting to escort him back to his airplane. And even, you know, they don't need it. And I know they give this coverage to some of the people running for president. But I'm not talking about, you know, 5 or 6 motorcycle cops. I'm talking about like 20 or 30 out there. Right? And they were telling and, you know, giving him the thumbs up. So, you know, what's really happening out there, they are petrified. Whether you like him or not, mainstream media is petrified of this guy. Right? The old guard is petrified of this guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. All of a sudden, we're going to call them GCR. Right, GCN Live. It's GCNLive.com if you want to check out some of the other great hosts that they have as well. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you guys love this. You'd love to get my blood pressure up, don't you? Don't you? And I say that because it is just infuriating. This is great. Facebook. I want you guys to know, Facebook keeps shutting down our live feed. And the reason they're doing it is because we're feeding in things like Mark Dyson, what have you. I know that's the reason they're doing it. And it makes absolutely no sense, though. Because we're not stealing anything from the guy. We don't make any money off of this. Are they afraid too many people are going to see this? You know what I mean? Oh, anyway, again, like I say, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, people sent me a couple of stories here while we were on break. One of them is infuriating. And my naysayer is going to go through the roof when I say this. But a mom wants a Texas school to change the bathroom policy for her trans kindergartner. Are you hearing me? The trans kindergartner. So basically what she's saying is that a kindergartner has decided that they can't even spell the word sex. Now, some of you are going to get mad at me because, you know, I have no right to say this. I've talked to plenty of counselors about this, okay, who are all saying the same thing. This is wrong. Your kindergartner doesn't know what it's like to feel like a female or a male or anything for that matter. They don't know any idea about sex. They have, and we've done stories where they've actually given seven-year-olds hormone inhibitors. Now, I'm sorry, but in the same way that you, in California especially, I don't know if some of you know this, but in California, it is against the law. If a young man or woman comes home to his parents and says, I have gay feelings I'm a male and I have feelings for other males and I want to go to counseling. You can't take them. It's illegal. It's against the law. Okay? Unless you want to take them to your pastor, in which case that's okay, but most pastors aren't licensed for this guy. They have no licensing for this. Right? Now that's illegal. Three adults sitting in a room talking about, you know, two parents and a child talking about going to counseling. But here you have any got grandchildren? Have any of you got little kids? How many of you please write me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Explain to me psychologically how a kindergartner can make a decision. In this case, it's a little boy who feels like he's a girl. Okay? Explain to me how they can make that life decision at that young age. They can't even spell words. Right? And she's talking about you're increasing the risk of suicide with this child if you don't let him use the girls' room. Now, I'm sorry, and some of you are going to get really ripped at me. This is wrong. And I get a bunch of counselors to come on. No, not Christian counselors. Secular counselors that will tell you this is wrong. See, the brain doesn't even fully form. Really doesn't come together until people are just coming up on their 20s. You're still doing a lot of stupid things. You're still making a lot of bad decisions because your brain isn't quite working right. And you're going to tell me that it makes you talk about being desperate. To prove your point. Talk about being desperate to try to make, to normalize any situation. Here you have a kindergartner that you're saying is transgender. What are they, 4 or 5 years old? Maybe 6? Yeah, I would like to have two counselors on. One that says this is fine and explain from a medical standpoint, from a brain standpoint, how this makes sense. And then have the other one on that said, I've had one on that said this is just shy of child abuse or could be just shy of child abuse. You don't want to call her a girl or a boy or call him a girl or a boy or you don't want, then don't. Find another term. But calling this little boy a transgender, when he's not, again, going into kindergarten. Are you following me here? You're going to allow them? How sad is that? You're going to allow them to make a life-changing decision about this. I don't see how that makes sense with anybody. The school may let it happen, not because they're in agreement with the child. Is this a go? You want to talk about real bullying? The school may let it happen simply and merely because they don't want to lose the $9 million they get every year from the federal government. Don't you love it? I look at this stuff and I say to myself, when does the insanity stop? And yes, for some of you, this is insanity. If the brain doesn't form, if the brain doesn't come, if you can't make decent decisions until you're in your 20s, how does this make sense? Who does this make sense? Oh, well, they feel that way. That's that crowd that thinks that everything that feels right is right. End of discussion. And that is wrong. And it's the same crowd that lets Hillary get away. Hillary's got so much. Check this out. Hillary's received so much heat for her hypocritical rape comment or comments about rape and protecting women and all of that because of what she did with that 14-year-old girl. She has taken it off her website. Hillary's statement that rape survivors have a right to be believed was deleted from her website. Now, anybody don't know why? Want to give it a thought? They quietly removed her quote about how all sexual assault survivors have the right to be believed from the top of her website pages. Can't be surprised, right? Now, remember, throughout the fall of 2015, Hillary Clinton was clearly trying to make the right to believe, or to be believed, part of her campaign platform. Right? She used the phrase on Twitter several times and during a speech in northern Iowa. In fact, according to the BuzzFeed archives of her campaign website, all the way back to September 14, 2015, she shows the following quote was proudly displayed at the top of her website page. I want to send a message to every survivor of sexual assault. Don't let anyone silence your voice. You have the right to be heard. You have the right to be believed. And we're with you. Except if it comes to the many women that her husband was with. Except when it comes to the 14-year-old that she got, that was raped. I think she was 12 at the time of the rape. And she got the guy found not guilty on that. Then by February, the clause, you have the right to be believed, had been removed, coincidentally right after the sexual assault allegations came against her husband. And they began to resurface and boil up. People began to question how she could possibly believe in the statement, given the way she's dealt with her husband and his lifestyle. Right? And again, this is why I keep saying to you guys on the left, is anything to you guys, is there anything that you're willing to call your people out on? You know, speaking of Mark Dice, he did this a little while back, too. I think it was Dice. Where he used terms made up by terms that he said were Hillary Clinton's when they were really Donald Trump's, and people believed them. So it just keeps telling me that people will believe her, believe her their party, no matter what. You know, isn't it great? In our party, isn't it interesting that we're fighting our nominee from within? We don't think he's the right guy for the job, so we're fighting him. Your party doesn't care. It's very obvious by who you've nominated. You just don't care. You really don't care about the women. You really don't care about these kind of things. Or you would be pushing back on her. You would at least be holding her feet to the fire. And you're not willing to do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, put that number, write it down on a piece of paper, put it in your cell phone, and keep it for later. Hey, have a great rest of the day. We will catch you later on this week.